people die at Woodstock. A top Clinton official's days may be numbered. Moderates hash out a health care compromise. The U.S. and North Korea cut a nuclear deal. Good morning. This is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. The first reports of trouble have come in from Woodstock 94 in upstate New York. Correspondent Jim Shenevy has the latest.
Medical officials say three people died overnight. Dr. Rick Syke.
There was one on the evening, one on the night shift. The third died after being flown to the near hospital. Most were drug-related. One was a jump from the tower.
While guards continue to enforce drug and alcohol bans and screen ticket-paying concertgoers with frisks and metal detectors, those jumping the fence, and there are a lot of them, are bringing whatever they want with them. A man passed me carrying a tray loaded with what he advertised as crack cocaine. $5 a rock. Jim Shenevy, CBS News, at Woodstock 94.
An estimated 250,000 people have packed Woodstock. Correspondent Chris Stanley has that.
The promoters of this festival are certainly getting the crowd they hoped for. Day one saw the 840-acre site slowly and faster fill up. And by night's end, people like 38-year-old Mitch from Philadelphia were getting a little overwhelmed.
They're hoping for a little more organization, a little bit more trash pickup, but I guess this is what you get.
Tom from North Carolina said the situation is getting slightly chaotic.
People are just coming in without tickets. They're not even checking at the front gates. So it's amazing. I think they'll get a lot more than they expected.
The huge crowd gets hit with the music from the headline performers starting midday, and rock star and Woodstock 69 veteran Graham Nash, who will perform with Crosby and Stills, thinks something magic is brewing.
The people out there, by the hundreds of thousands, they're going to make it their own special event. The very definition of a live performance is that it only happens once. Okay. And this will only happen once, and it will be great.
It's Chris Stanley, CBS News, at Woodstock 94.
The long knives are out, and Deputy Treasury Secretary Roger Altman's days with the Clinton administration may be down to a precious few. The Washington Post reports that Senate Banking Committee Chairman Donald Regal and his possible successor Paul Sarbanes have told top administration officials Altman has to go. It says his exit appears all but certain. Altman ran afoul of the committee for telling it less than what members considered the whole truth about his role in the Whitewater investigation. Regal gave Altman a public dressing down as the committee ended its Whitewater hearing last week. With Republicans ready to talk the life out of the Mitchell health care bill, the name of the game is cutting a deal, and the back rooms of Capitol Hill are the playing fields. Rob Armstrong is watching it all unfold.
There has been a flurry of activity by moderates in both the House and the Senate, and it appears more and more likely that if some kind of health care bill is to pass, this may be it. Next week, four key senators, Republicans Domenici and Bennett and Democrats Nunn and Boren, will introduce a version of the moderates' bill. Sources say they will likely be joined by several other senators of both parties. The bill they propose will ban pre-existing condition clauses from health insurance, provide portability of coverage, and contain no new taxes and no government price controls. It does not promise universal coverage, but will reportedly reach a little over 90% of the population. President Clinton has said he will not sign a bill that doesn't create universal health care coverage. But right now, no bill that has universal coverage has the votes to get through either the House or the Senate. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's 3 minutes after the hour.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
You're probably in your car right now. This is a good start. Now drive home, get the person you love, and keep driving to the Ritz-Carlton Laguna Niguel, where you'll discover a little distance can bring you a lot closer together. Challenge your better half to a round of golf, go sailing, or go for a romantic walk on our beach. And when you're finished, look out over our 150-foot cliffs and watch the sun settle down. Our resort getaway package includes garden courtyard rooms starting at $219 per night weeknights and $269 on weekends with a two-night minimum. You'll also receive wine upon arrival and a continental breakfast each morning. Maybe it's the getting away. Maybe it's the relaxed surroundings. But when you leave, you'll bring back something you didn't have before. A calm, a closeness, and perhaps a small bottle of really nice shampoo. The Ritz-Carlton Laguna Niguel. Please call your travel professional or 714-240-2000. Subject to availability.
American and North Korean negotiators in Geneva have an agreement to defuse the crisis over Pyongyang's alleged nuclear weapons program. The Koreans agreed in principle to inspections and promised not to use spent fuel to make bombs. The U.S. offered to help North Korea switch to safer nuclear technology. Assistant Secretary of State Robert Gallucci.
The agreement that we reached this evening, we both regard as a very useful one, one that advances objectives that we both share.
This is Jason Aspen in Seoul. South Korean officials today are optimistic that the year-and-a-half-old row over North Korea's secretive nuclear program could be coming to an end. However, they see the agreement between North Korea and the U.S. only as a first step toward easing tensions on the Korean Peninsula. More importantly, though, the deal may be a sign that North Korea's new leadership is taking a pragmatic approach to the outside world. But with no provisions in place for full-scale nuclear inspections or better relations with South Korea, more rounds of haggling are almost sure to come. Jason Massman for CBS News. Seoul.
Moving to frustrate plans for a big and possibly bloody pro-North Korea rally, riot police fanned out in Seoul. Dozens of dissident leaders were rounded up. Police fired tear gas to keep 5,000 students from joining the rally. Germany is moving to thwart plutonium trafficking by would-be nuclear terrorists. John Holland reports from Berlin.
The latest seizure will likely strengthen investigators' belief that the Russian mafia is attempting to sell or transfer nuclear bomb-making material through Germany. Bavarian police today confirmed they arrested several people 3 days ago at Munich Airport. The German magazine Der Spiegel, quoting police sources, says analysis confirms that at least 50 grams of highly enriched plutonium-239 was seized from the luggage of three passengers arriving Wednesday in Munich from Moscow. Focus, another German weekly, reports that police arrested two Spaniards and a Colombian and that 500 grams of plutonium was seized. It is the third time in less than 3 months that stolen plutonium has been discovered here. Analysts have in the past pointed to Russian nuclear reactors as the source of the plutonium. Investigators here have said they believe that far more of the dangerous material, enough perhaps to build several bombs, may still be hidden somewhere in Germany. John Holland for CBS News, Berlin.
A suspect in the alleged plot to bomb the UN and other sites has apparently changed his mind about testifying against other defendants. Lawyer William Kunstler, who used to represent Ibrahim Siddig Ali, calls the change of heart a real breakdown in the government's case.
He's locked away. No one knows where he is. He's got a lawyer appointed by the judge. And who knows what's going on in that situation. But apparently, he refused to do what the government wants him to do.
The conspiracy trial is set to begin next month. The Kuwait News Agency is reporting the death of a UN observer in an incident in a demilitarized zone along the border with Iraq. A spokesman is quoted as saying the Bangladeshi soldier was shot, but there were no indications of the surrounding circumstances. It's 7 past.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
And now a story with absolutely no surprises from the files of Cliff Collins, Home Savings of America loan consultant.
Jeff was a man on a mission. He was determined to find a home loan that wouldn't cost an arm and a leg in upfront fees or threaten his remaining appendages with hidden fees. I offered him a no-points loan with a very competitive start rate and no lender's fees or closing fees. No fees. No way. No how. Saving him as much as $4,000 upfront on a $150,000 loan. When he headed for the parking lot, Jeff had the loan of his dreams and an important new mission: to unlock his car door with the keys still in the ignition.
When you call Home Savings of America at 1-800-230-LEND, you'll get a home savings loan consultant who really wants to help you make that house your home. Call 1-800-230-LEND. Refinance application deposit refunded to closing, prepayment penalty in first 3 years, an equal housing lender.
The striking baseball players union and team owners have agreed to meet with a federal mediator. Texas Rangers general manager Tom Grieve doesn't expect the mediator to come to the table with a magic wand.
I look at him more as maybe someone that would help facilitate an agreement by getting them to look at things in a different light, talk about certain topics.
Roger Pennington, one of the thousands of fans shut out of last night's canceled Rangers game, got his baseball fix at an amateur tournament in Wichita and discovered life goes on.
If they come back this year, I'm definitely boycotting the rest of the games this season. You know, whether I watch them on TV, you know, maybe another thing. But as far as participation at any of the parks, I think I'm going to boycott them.
One NAACP board member tells the New York Daily News, we're in trouble and Dr. Chavis must go. The paper says next week's board meeting in Baltimore will take up a proposal to deal with the civil rights group's financial troubles and give Executive Director Benjamin Chavis a leave of absence. Some board members want Chavis removed for not telling them he used organization money to settle a sexual discrimination case. More boats carrying Cuban refugees are arriving in South Florida. Last night, the Coast Guard brought in 17 Cubans who were picked up off Miami. Earlier, 8 landed in Key West in a ship that may have been hijacked. Rebel Bosnian Serbs reportedly tried a reprise of last week's raid on a U.N. weapons storage site outside Sarajevo. The U.N. says the attempt was blocked by French peacekeepers. Last week's successful raid led to NATO airstrikes that got the Serbs to return the heavy weapons they stole. It's 10 past.